It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, the best-selling author of Reading Lolita in Tehran joins the show. She looks at American culture through the viewpoint of its fiction.
First, we continue our series of candidate forums, and we'll move now to the state Senate, where one race in particular is getting a lot of attention.
Mike Ellis has represented Wisconsin's 19th Senate District in the Fox River Valley since 1982, but he announced his retirement earlier this year and will not be seeking another term. That means an open seat, and many observers are expecting a close race, one that could determine which party ultimately takes control of the Senate.
We'll hear from both candidates seeking that open seat. Joining us first is Penny Bernard Schaber. She represents Wisconsin's 57th Assembly District. She's the Democratic candidate in the race for the 19th Senate District seat. She joins us now from our studio in Green Bay. Penny, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Rob and Veronica. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start off with the basics. Why are you running for state Senate?
Well, I'm running for state Senate because I think it's time for us to get down to work and to start making Wisconsin a stronger state, and a state that has equal opportunity for everybody, and a state that has a very strong, solid public education system, and one that pays people more for the work they do because they deserve to be paid more and not be dependent on the government for basic parts of life.
Now, what do you bring to the table here that your opponent, Roger Roth, would not?
Well, I bring to the table 30 years of being a physical therapist, where I had to analyze problems and find the core of the problem and be able to create a solution to that problem. So I bring the ability to communicate to many different kinds of people, to solve problems in a very thoughtful, deliberate way. And as the third oldest of 11 children, I learned how to work as a team very young in life, and I brought that forward with me.
Now, no matter what race we're talking about, the overriding issue this election season seems to be jobs. What policies would you put forward in the Senate to try to bring jobs to your district and Wisconsin as a whole?
Well, I've been on the Jobs and Economy Committee for the last 6 years, and in that committee we work on tax incentives and we work on a variety of different kind of strategies for bringing jobs to Wisconsin. And I think we need to change our focus so that we look at small businesses and startup businesses and make sure that we're able to support them and not just focusing on stealing jobs from another state, but actually growing jobs right here in Wisconsin. And we can do that by encouraging our contractors to buy from Wisconsin manufacturers first rather than buying from out-of-state manufacturers. There's a number of things that we can do for that.
One big jobs issue that came up in the last session was the mining bill, oriented largely toward a proposed iron mine in northern Wisconsin. What is your feeling about what ended up passing there?
Well, I was on that committee, and I was very disappointed in the bill that passed, because the bill that passed, though people say it didn't change the standards for environmental levels and protection, it exempted the mine from those standards, so the mine does not have to live by the standards. And we have an economy in the mining counties around our country that is not very strong, and it's a boom and bust society or a boom and bust economic system in the mining counties, and I don't think we should repeat that here in Wisconsin. So I'd rather see us focus in on stronger jobs in the area, develop locally grown food, do organic gardening, organic farming, and working very hard on those kinds of things that are sustainable and not just looking at mining as the only way to solve the economic problems in northern Wisconsin.
Turning to the state budget, we've dealt with things like structural deficits on and off over the decades, really. It seems like we may be headed for another one coming up. What kind of changes would you propose to the budget to get Wisconsin's finances in order?
Well, I believe that we are heading towards a deficit right now, that Governor Walker's strategy is going to backfire on him, and we will actually end up with a deficit in our budget. And we have put forward some ideas about how to avoid that deficit. I think one of them would be to be taking the federal money for the expansion of Badger Care. That's tax dollars that we have paid to Washington, and we should get them back here in Wisconsin. That would help us. That would make sure that families are covered and able to access health care. That would also create jobs in the health care system. We've also closed a corporate tax loophole that has been reopened by the Walker administration, and I would say that we should reclose that corporate tax loophole and make sure that corporations who work here in Wisconsin, who provide jobs for people in Wisconsin, also are responsible for some of the expenses that our communities face.
Now, speaking of budgets, the state's transportation fund has been a bit of a head scratcher. Concerns for the future, declining revenue from gas tax. Are there changes you'd like to see made, raising the gas tax, toll roads that you'd like to see us pursue to maintain our roads into the future?
Well, I've been on the Transportation Committee, and I have worked for the last 6 years very hard to get what's called a Regional Transit Authority passed for the Fox Cities, and I believe that would help us to support with a sustainable local funding source to support our public transportation system. That is one of the recommendations from the commission that the governor put together. The other recommendations all require some deliberate study, and I believe we'll probably have to pick a combination of those. We might need to go back to indexing of the gas tax. We should be looking at a vehicle miles traveled option, and we should look at whether or not we will have to increase our gas tax. I don't know that we will, but we should at least look at it and study it and make a decision so that we have a good, sustainable, long-term funding for our transportation, including all other modes of transportation, not just road building.
Another hot topic lately is the minimum wage in Wisconsin and nationally for that matter. Would you support raising the minimum wage? And if so, what do you think would be an appropriate level?
People in Wisconsin work very, very hard, and they work hard to be independent and self-sufficient. And I believe that if we raise the minimum wage, we'll help them to do that. I think the minimum wage should be raised. I believe the 10-10 amount that has been talked about is a goal that we should have as our initial goal for raising the minimum wage. We probably should look at trying to set it up so it's not dependent on political decisions, maybe having a wage commission of some kind, or set it as an indexed wage increase tied to certain measurable outcomes that we see in the economy to see if we can raise the wage on a regular basis without making it a political football, because we really should put people first and politics second.
Speaking of political footballs, education, lots of controversies, lots of debates, fights over things like public education funding, expansion of charters and vouchers, Common Core curriculum. What is your vision? What's your priority when it comes to education in the state?
Well, I believe Wisconsin has a history of a very strong public education system all the way from kindergarten and all the way up through our technical colleges and our university system. And it should be one of our main priorities to make sure that we fully fund education from the beginning to the end. And that means that we have to look at our funding formula and try to find a way to make that formula more fair to all the school districts in Wisconsin. When the Wisconsin schools were capped, In the late 90s, some schools were capped at a very low spending rate, and some schools were capped at a higher spending rate, and that sets up inequality within the formula that we have. We need to look more carefully at that formula and make sure that we help the schools to be able to serve the kids the best that they possibly can.
Is there a particular issue in your region there that the rest of the state might not have on the radar that you think should be tackled at the state legislative level?
Well, we do have the Fox River, which has been a polluted river over the last number of years. It's finally getting cleaned up, and I'm happy to say that I was a very important part of that, getting it cleaned up, and it's going along very well. So redevelopment of our downtowns and redevelopment along the river in an environmentally sustainable fashion would be really good, and it would be a great way to rebuild the economy in our Fox cities and make sure that people are able to stay around in their own hometowns or in their own neighborhoods and work hard, play hard, and get educated well.
Words like divisiveness and polarization come up a lot when we talk about Wisconsin's legislature. Are there ways you think you could, if elected to the Senate, find common ground with your Republican peers?
Well, I've always tried to do that. When I first got into office, I was able to pass the electronic waste recycling bill, and I did that because I worked with a Republican legislator from the Milwaukee area to address the concerns that he had heard from business. And so rather than ignoring his concerns, I worked with him and got the concerns addressed. I've also done that with the Regional Transit Authority bill that I put together. And I worked with Senator Ellis, actually, to make sure that the bill was the appropriate bill that could hopefully get passed in the state Senate. And he got it passed in the Senate. I unfortunately had people standing in my way and could not get it passed in the state assembly. I'm hopeful that as we move forward, we'll get that bill passed this next session.
As we wrap up, 2 weeks till Election Day, early voting going on now, your final words for voters?
Well, I encourage people to look carefully at the candidates themselves, to ignore the special interest groups that have a tremendous amount of power in this race, because they're trying to buy the election. They're trying to put messages out about people that basically are not accurate and true. And so the voters should actually pay attention to the candidates, check out their websites, watch them carefully, call them up and talk to them if they want to, but pay attention to the candidates versus the special interest groups that are out there trying to buy the race.
Penny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Penny Bernard-Shaber. She's the Democratic candidate in the race for the 19th Senate District seat.